This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Lamed Sif Hei. This is a short sif. V'yeshmi sha'oimer, some say, shem hispalel tfilas arvis mi ba'oid yoim ad shelo hiniach tfilin ein loy lahanicha machar kach. Let's say like this. We said the really night is a time of tefillin. However, we're afraid you might fall asleep and pass gas. Now that technically begins at Tzeis HaKoychavim. Al pi Kabbalah, after Shkia, you should not wear tefillin. But let's say somebody is davening Mariv after Plag HaMincha. We know that many people make a mistake about this. They do this usually. The halacha is you can only daven Mariv after Plag HaMincha if you daven Mincha every single day before Plag HaMincha and daven Mariv every day after Plag HaMincha. You can't stam on a regular weekday, you know, change your schedule and daven at a Plag Minyan. Friday night is different. Friday night, there's a svara why you could make an early Shabbos, but not during the week unless you do it consistently. But let's say like this, a person daven Mariv, but it's not even Shkia yet because he daven Marv after Plag HaMincha, so it's still daylight and he realizes, you know, hey, I didn't wear tefillin today. Could you wear tefillin after you daven Marv? Says the Mechaber, there are those who say that once you daven Marv, don't put on tefillin. Says the Mishmaru, mi ba'oid yoyim. Va'afilu oid ayom gadol koidim Shkia, even if there's a lot of day before Shkia, lefi shekvar asoy l'zman hazeh laila. You've already halachically made it night. Uzman shchiva b'kriya shema. You've already deemed it the time to lie down for shema. Utfila shel arvis. Vim yaniach by tefillin. If you're going to put on tefillin, yachsev yaseh yom, you're going to be making a day. Vahare hein shtei kuloi shasoy zu azu. These are two leniencies that contradict each other. Based on what we learned, l'chayra, this should not seem to be a problem. Because wearing tefillin does not mean you're making it day. In fact, you're allowed to wear tefillin at night. The only thing is, when it's dark outside, we're afraid you might fall asleep and you won't preserve the kedusha of the tefillin. But it's not that tefillin means it's day. Tefillin means it's just a time that I won't fall asleep. So, even if I daven Marav, why can't I wear tefillin? Because I made it night. I could wear tefillin at night. I just can't wear tefillin at a time that I can fall asleep. I'm not going to fall asleep at night when the sun is shining. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says that Ha'acha Achreinim Eskim Alach Demechuyev La'anichan Achreinim, right? The Aliyah Rabbah, the Shaar Tzion quotes the Prima Gadim, that you're Mechuyev to put on the tefillin. Ubali Bracha, without a Bracha, Kol Zman Shu Kaidim Tzesek Echavim, so long as it's before Tzesek Echavim. Not sure I understand why you can't make a bracha. Okay. Vim hu lo yispalel adayin, if he himself didn't daven, afal pi shat tzibur hispalelu, even though the tzibur daven, ein mekach klum, it's not a big deal, v'yanichem bivracha, you should put it on with a bracha mu adayin at yom, if it's still day, kivin shu ein oisa shtei kulais asoisa zu azu, since you are not making two leniencies that contradict each other. V'davkim lo yinichem oisa yom kal, that's only if he didn't put on tefillin at all that day. Aval im kvar hiniach tefillin. But if he already put on tefillin, rak sheroitzo aniach gamata, he just wants to put on again. In roi lanichem atzirik paras val arvitz, it's not proper to do so if the tzibur already daven marav. Now let's see the bottom bir halacha. The bir halacha says, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah brings from Achroinim that if you ready daven Marav, it's like you make it night and it's man shchiva for Kriya Shema. So this comes from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Says the Mishnah, the Bir Alacha, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is trying to answer the kasha that there's no issur to wear tefillin at night. It's not because it's night, it's because you're falling asleep. But the point is that, in other words, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not that you're making it night, you're making it sleep time. By davening Mariv early, you're saying it's a time of shechiva. So if it's sleep time, then maybe there is a gzera, you might fall asleep. The only thing is, just because I consider it sleep time, I'm not saying it's sleep time for me. I'm saying since some people go to sleep now, therefore I'm allowed to say Shema, but I'm still up and about. It's still light outside. Okay, interesting. Now, says the Bir Halacha, for those people that are Zohar, to say Kriya Shema Bizmanoi, now L'chaira, this should not be a Zahiros, you're obligated to say it Bizman, and they only say Shema Ah, meaning like this, if somebody davens Marav after Plag, but anyway, they have in their mind, I'm not Yoytzei Shema, so I'm only saying the Shema to Daven Shemana Esrei Mitoch Devei Torah. So I'm not making it Zaman Shchiva, I'm only saying Shema to be able to Daven Shemana Esrei. It could be the din would be differently. You know, to me, it would seem like you should be able to make a bracha. I wonder if this Bir Halacha is saying, because L'maisa, anyone who ever davens a Marav after Plag Mincha is going to say Kriya Shema later. So they're not even rendering it the Zaman Shchiva. L'chaira, you should be able to make a bracha. Now I want to just speak out one last halacha, and that is, let's say somebody makes an early Shabbos, and then he realized, oy vey, I didn't put on tefillin. So he didn't daven Marav yet, he was just mekabel Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says, you put on tefillin. If I'm not mistaken, I once heard B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says you put it on, because the Mishnah Berurah paskins by Hilcha Shofar, that a kahila that's sent to bring a shofar, and the shliach delayed until the end of the second day, and Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and they ready daven Mariv during the day, they have to blow shofar without a bracha. Interestingly, I once heard from Abel Yashiv, somebody who's Mekabel Shabbos, then they should be Mater Neder, because early Shabbos is Begeder Neder. So you're Mater the Neder, you take off the Shabbos, and then L'chaira, if you didn't daven Mariv, you should be able to make a bracha. Let's look at that more. Here, the Dirshu quotes from Shlomo Zalman that you definitely put on the tefillin, but he doesn't... It's not clear that you make a bracha. But again, I think there's an additional factor that one may be able to be mater neder in order to sort of remove the Kabbalah Shabbos. Again, this is talking about where you didn't have a marav. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow in Siman Lamed Aleph. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.